Anyone on yet?
Paul Perrin here.
Hey, Paul.
Bob.
Hey.
TCEQ is here.
Who joined us?
Mike Ford.
Okay, hey, Mike.
Good morning, Lloyd Graham.
Morning, Lloyd. Roland Bieber.
Hi, Lloyd. Morning, Chicken Roll here. It's Bob. I'm showing it's 10 o'clock, so we will go ahead and call to order the TCEQ Tax Relief for Pollution Control Property Advisory Committee. And I will go ahead and start calling the roll of the ones I did not hear. Well, I'll just go ahead and say I heard Paul Kuhn, Mike Ford. Is Tim on? Greg Maxwell?
I'm on.
Good. Mike Nancy? Roland's on. Wayne. I heard Lloyd. Don? Bennett?
Present.
All right. And Cyrus. Charles. I count seven counting myself, so it looks like we do have a quorum to conduct business. So we will, if any committee member just joined, please let us know. If you're a member from the public, it's not necessary for you to announce yourself unless you want to.
Wayne Frizzell.
Wayne, hi.
Hi.
Okay. We will get started then. As usual, we have a policy. We welcome comments from the public. Anyone wants to speak, it's a little harder on a conference call, but you're welcome to jump in. And I'll try to pause occasionally to give you ample opportunity to comment. So any general comments from the committee? I didn't hear anyone from TCEQ. Is this Shelley or Ron or anybody on?
We're here.
Is that Shelley?
This is Shelley.
I heard something very faintly.
This is Shelley. TCEQ is here.
Okay. Hi, Shelley. All right. We'll go ahead and jump to item number two. Will you give us an update on the pending appointments, the reappointments?
Sure. The commission will consider the ED's recommended appointments at the December 13th agenda meeting. And I believe you had that attached to your email to the committee, so if you haven't seen it, the recommended appointments are available on our webpage.
Okay.
Did y'all have any questions?
Hey, Kelly? Any questions? I think everyone has that now.
Okay, great.
All right. And Bennett, we'll have an opportunity to thank you even more later, too, but I realize that you didn't reapply. So it's just a very quick thanks, but we certainly do appreciate your service for 8 years now, I guess, or close to it.
Thank you very much, and I wanted to mention that I have Bill Longley here on the call with me. Staff has recommended that he take my place, so it's not a done deal until the commission votes, but just in case he does, I wanted him to listen in, and he's looking forward to joining you guys. I'll probably join him for the first meeting next year and just say goodbye to you guys and let you introduce yourself to Bill.
All right, good. All right, we'll go to item number 3. And basically, I just wanted to mention that in light of reappointments and appointments, we often do it at the last quarterly meeting of the year just so we can plan ahead for the next year. But I kind of thought it's probably best to delay the election of the 2018 committee chairman so everybody can vote, all the new members can vote. So any comments on that? Pretty straightforward. All right. Starting last year, or the year before last, we planned all of our committee meetings a year ahead. So I want to get some ideas of how do you guys think that has worked. It's good to have it on the calendar, but I will notice that, or say that I've noticed a little less attendance from some because of that, and maybe that's my fault for not reminding people far enough ahead. But anyway, any comments on how this is working?
Mike,
go ahead, Mike.
Sorry, I was a little late. This is Mike Massey calling in. I'd lost the caller info, but found it on the website.
Mike. Good.
Hey, Bob, this is Don Lee. I'm actually here with the staff at TCEQ.
Oh, good. Hi, Don. Great. Great. Any comments? Should we just proceed as we have this last year and just I can send out a lot of dates? Actually, the first step is to ask TCEQ staff when the agenda room is available. And from those dates, we generally send those out and ask the committee when they're available.
Yeah, I think it's good. I think we should continue that plan, and if we have to move them, then we move them, but it's good to get them on the calendar in advance.
Yeah, good. Okay. I agree. Any other comments? All right, we're quickly moving to number 5. And under old business, the one thing that I think it's still a concern that I'll just go ahead and bring up, and I should have given the TCEQ staff a heads up, we might have an update, or do we have an update on Herzig?
Good morning. This is Don Redman with the TCEQ. I don't think there's an update since your last meeting. To recap, the Herzigs appeals were split, and the Tier 3 cases were heard by the El Paso Court of Appeals, which upheld TCEQ's decision. The Tier 4 cases were heard by the Austin Court of Appeals, which reversed the trial court's decision that upheld the TCEQ decision. TCEQ has submitted a motion for rehearing to the Austin Court of Appeals, and there's been no decision yet on the motion for rehearing. The Brazos Electric Co-op did offer a motion for rehearing on the Tier 3 cases, and the El Paso Court of Appeals denied that motion for rehearing. So that's the current status of the Herzig litigation.
So on the El Paso,
okay,
on the
I'm going to show my ignorance here. Well, typically, and I realize you don't know the exact calendar of the courts, but when you file a motion for rehearing, do you get a response or within weeks, a month?
6 months, or what's typical there?
There's not a deadline for the court, but it has been lingering for a while.
Okay.
Do we know of any indication from Brazos on whether they intend to appeal to the Supreme Court? Wouldn't that be the next step option?
That would be the next step. I think they have until December 7th. I'm not positive of that deadline, but they would submit a petition for review to the Texas Supreme Court.
By December 7th. Okay. Or somewhere in there, in that area.
Approximately, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions? All right, we're moving through pretty quickly. Any other old business? Any new business? Okay, any comments from the public? All right, I'm giving a pause to give ample opportunity. Okay. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I just got here. I'll move to adjourn.
Okay. All right, Don. Okay, we have a motion to adjourn. Those in favor, aye.
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 We oppose, no.
Aye.
Hearing no opposition, we are adjourned.
Merry Christmas to everybody.
All right. Y'all have a great holiday.